would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. KNCR1460.com if you'd like to jump into the chat room. And give us a call at 605-4567. And you're right, it's not Thursday, it's Monday. And this is Trish Clark. And, of course, we've got Thanksgiving week. And Carl and Linda are taking some well-deserved time off to spend with their family. So we're going to have a series of guest hosts in this week to kind of keep you going towards Thanksgiving. And hopefully we'll talk about something that interests you or at least can keep you from, maybe I can even stir up a little bit and get some phone calls and then we can chat. It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading right now. We're looking for a high today of 57, low tonight of 41, high of 54 and a low of 44 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 52 and a low of just about 44. And, you know, it's kind of just hanging in there that way. We've got some wind coming on Tuesday night, 50% chance of shower Wednesday. Tuesday, about the same, 100% on Tuesday night. Today looks like it might be a little bit breezy, you know, just breezy and a kind of a little dry out period. But I would say that for all intents and purposes, winter is here, and that's good. So we kind of changed our weather pattern. Fall is fading away. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm joined this morning by Bob. He's going to be my engineer and help me from just messing this up too badly, we hope. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Trish. Yes, it's just Bob, not Bad Bob this morning.
Yeah, just Bob. Okay.
Bad Bob is off this week too, I understand.
Well, that's good. So, you know, they work hard and that's good. We'll give them that gives them something to be thankful for. And I think one of the things that I've been dwelling on over the weekend and we certainly, from my point of view, have a whole lot to be thankful for at this point. The campaign, and I'm sure everybody is tired of thinking about it and looking about it. But boy, it could have been so much worse if the outcome had been different than it was. I from my point of view, I feel like I don't have any great expectation that Donald Trump is the redeemer and savior and is going to save us from ourselves. But I do believe that he's going to stop the bleeding, stop us from going over the cliff into a never return to the beautiful republic that this United States is. And just watching the people he's associating with, the discussions he's having, the appointments he's made thus far, I have to say that it instills a great deal of hope in me that he really listened to the people, that he's going to surround himself with good conservative minds. Certainly, the Vice President Pence is just a star. He's so reasonable and I kind of questioned Rance Priebus, but he's doing a good job. And I think they're calling a spade from the Flynn on the way down. Some of the people, you know, the press, let's be real, the press is the press. They gave up all pretense of being anything but in the tank for the Democrats and Hillary and Obama during, and they're not going to change. I think that they're just making so much of, oh, this and that, and let's get to the protests. Those aren't protests. That's not peaceful protests. That is destruction of private property. That is vandalism. I believe that they need to go to jail. Certainly, if they are on government benefits, they need to be cut off immediately. If they're illegal, they need to be deported. And I think that we just have to stop mollycoddling them. I know that there's some movements made, and some of the governors and mayors across the United States are taking some pretty hard stance on this thing. And I think that's what we have to do. We just have to make up our mind that we as a government in this republic, and let's be clear, I want to caution everybody that we're not going to refer to it any longer as we have been over the last 8 years as a democracy. We are not. This democracy doesn't exist. We are a republic. We are not a democratic republic. We are a republic. Clear and simple. That's how it was set up. And I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful that perhaps we can get back to doing that. We have some issues. The Republican Party, come on. We've got the insiders back there. We've got the people who are entrenched already. What do? The first thing, get back into session, and man, they go right in there and try to slap those earmarks back on, which we got rid of, I don't know, what, 8 years ago? And it's like, what didn't you understand about this election, Republicans? You got the House, you got the Senate, you got the presidency, but we're going to watch. We're watching you because we don't trust you, insiders, establishment, any more than we trust the Democrats. You're all of one mold. You've stopped listening to the American people. I don't think they still have got the message we sent. But I'm hopeful if Trump continues in the way he has, President-elect Trump, I shouldn't refer to him as that, in the mold he has, continues to choose the people that he has, I'm confident that perhaps they'll get the message that we're serious, we're going to stop doing business the way we have, we're going to start listening to the people, we're going to tighten up these budgets, take care of our taxes, perhaps actually get rid of this bloated bureaucracy at Washington, D.C., and I would hope, starting with the Department of Education. Did hear just something over the weekend about a Democrat that he was looking at for the Department of Education. Don't know the name, but that kind of got the back hair on the back of my neck up. I think the last thing we want is a Democrat in charge of the Department of Education. I think all we need in Washington, D.C. for the Department of Education is an office with enough people in it to send the block grants back to the states and let the states and local government start taking care of education. That's not included in what the federal government is supposed to do, not included in the 10th Amendment, and it needs to be returned back. If you just look at the sheer numbers of what the United States government spends on the Department of Education, just take that money and block grant it. Get rid of all of that bloated bureaucracy, which accomplishes absolutely nothing in Washington, D.C., and send that money in block grants to the states. We'd have the ability to perhaps actually accomplish something with the great amount of money that we are spending on education. Just some thoughts on cleanup on the election. I actually believe there's no question that Donald Trump actually won the popular vote as well as the Electoral College. When you get rid of the 300 million, or 3 million, dead people who voted, in the election, and then you get rid of another 3 million illegal aliens, which were encouraged by our president to go ahead. Nobody was going to check you. You don't have to show an ID, and you just go right ahead and vote. I mean, that's kind of paraphrasing what he said. So if you take all those people out of that number, I think Donald Trump probably took the popular vote by a great margin.
And there are a lot of absentee ballots that still have yet to be counted, like from the military overseas, for example. And those tend to lean right.
I believe that's true. So regardless, we are the Electoral College is there. It's there for a really good reason. It's interesting that I love to see the talking heads 2 days before the election chastising Trump about, you're going to have to live with the result of this election. You're going to just have to live with it. And now they're going, but it's wrong. It's wrong. We need to get rid of the Electoral College. Let's take a break and pay some bills.
We could talk about this when we come back, but now there are some electors in the Electoral College getting death threats from Hillary's people. That's their latest tactic.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, this edition of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is gifting one of our lucky listeners this holiday gift pack that includes filet mignons, top sirloins, boneless pork chops. A whole bunch of things meat eaters would love, as well as Omaha Steakhouse fries, caramel apple tartlets, and four additional Omaha Steaks burgers. The gift pack is valued at $300, and we will be announcing the winner of that gift pack later today. Today's the day on that. So
can they still call in now?
Yeah, I don't know why not. If you want to call in and be a last-minute entrant, 605-4567. 605-456-4567 is our number. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with guest host Trish Clark and for Carl and Linda Bott. More straight ahead on AM 1460, KCNR.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta feel good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26th, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
A KCNR lucky listener is going to be very thankful on Monday, November 21st, when we announce the winner of the Omaha Steaks Thanksgiving Feast Giveaway. It's a $300 value shipped to you just in time for the holiday. It includes a mouth-watering array of Omaha Steaks products, including filet mignons, top sirloins, apple tartlets for dessert, and more than we can list here. Enter as often as you like by calling 530-605-4567 or email Carl at kcnr1460.com. Celebrate Thanksgiving in style with KCNR and Omaha Steaks. Stakes.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget.
Woo-hoo!
It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It is Monday, 3 days before Thanksgiving, and this is Trish Clark. I'm guest hosting this morning for Carl and Linda, who are going to see their family for Thanksgiving, and that's a good time for them, and I'm glad to step in and kind of fill some space here. It's 50 degrees in downtown Redding. It's not raining, and we're not expecting any rain today. Just kind of cloudy and overcast, a little bit of wind, but some rain coming up. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Just wrapping up a few things. Yeah, you know, I have really kind of mixed emotions. Everybody says, oh, okay, we just need to move on now. We need to move on beyond what Obama has done and what Clinton has done and just leave all that alone. And I don't mean to sound vindictive, and I am not being vindictive, but I don't think we need to move on. I think there are some things that happened with the Clinton Foundation, with the Clinton emails, with Benghazi, with Fast and Furious, with Solyndra subsidies. There was a lot of stuff happened in 8 years that the Department of Justice and the new Black Panther Party, where none of those people were prosecuted. The VA waiting list. I mean, now they've kind of splashed some water on that and said, oh, everything's great. I'm not sure that's true. I know for a fact that the IRS targeting scandal, when, you know, we still have a lot of agencies out there, conservative agencies who have not gotten their 501c3 and are still going through this. It appears kind of like that when the VA, the people on the guard were told to repay, the guardsmen were told to repay their bonuses, and that hit the paper, and all of a sudden it came out on the front page of the paper and said, oh yeah, no problem, we've rescinded that, and we're gonna take care of all of that. And about 2 days later, it's on the back section someplace, and it goes, okay, well, we've stopped attaching their houses, but have no fear. We're going to go ahead and do each one of these case by case. And in fact, we're probably going to continue to do exactly what we've doing. I think we need to not let that go. I think we need to make sure that is put to bed once and for all, and where there was no wrongdoing on the part of the person who came back into the service and received those bonuses, they ought to be forgiven. I also think that if Hillary Clinton is pardoned, which I think there's probably every likelihood that could happen. I think that they ought to make a long list of the people who have done far less than she has done, who have served time, who have black marks on their record, who also should be pardoned along right with that. Certainly, I'm not good with names, but there were some people who leaked a little bit of information or a little bed talk or a little this. They ended up in jail and lost their you know, their retirement benefits. My goodness, she has done so much more. Put this country in jeopardy. We still don't know who has all of her emails and how much information is in the hands of our enemies. To say the least, I mean, if she doesn't leak it in her email, she says it right on TV. So I think that just letting her go and lick her wounds and perhaps run for another office or whatever she's going to do, I think that that's not a good idea. And I think that some of the people need to be held accountable. And certainly for the American people to start to have some confidence in their government again, that we don't have two sets of laws, that we have the rule of law and it applies to everyone. The people in Omaha and the people in Washington, D.C. And I think we have an example of that right here in River City, where it appears as a result of the election that proposition didn't pass, giving them the sales tax. I think you're just right back down to a matter of trust. They don't trust their government. They were not convinced that the city council and the city administration had made enough of an argument to convince them that, in fact, that money wouldn't just go down the same pot and hole that it goes down on a regular basis. And I think that's too bad. Certainly in the city of Anderson, they passed it with no problem. It has been very effective, and the money has, even beyond that, 50% of it was supposed to be spent for that. I think it's way beyond that. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in the next hour when Chief Weigel from the Anderson Fire Protection District is going to be my guest, and we're going to be talking about public safety in the city of Anderson and how that all falls out. But I think that the city council has some fence mending to do, and I'm not exactly sure that the little nonsense last week of giving the Parks and Rec to the big raise went a long way to make them feel better out in the community. That was kind of like salt in the wound, I think, and I can't imagine what they were thinking. But I'm not there. I'm just kind of repeating what I heard. I don't live in the city of Reading, so didn't support it, didn't oppose it. Kind of just listened to what people were saying, and as I said on the show right after the election, what I heard from the people, they didn't want to get in the argument, but they still didn't like the fact that the city council doesn't want to listen hear from us. They want us to come in and sit there for the whole meeting. They won't have the public comment period at the front of the meeting. I don't think Mr. Weaver has ever taken back his comment about giving the citizens of Reading a timeout when they're being misbehaving. And I think they need to. I think they need to mend some fences with the citizens out there before they're going to be able to get them to come around to their way of thinking. And now they have to have Plan B. Because the tax didn't pass. That's just a reality. We still have the homeless problem. We still have the lack of incarceration. We still have mental health needs. And we have elected people who are supposed to be striving and solving those issues. So it's time to quit studying. It's time to quit talking about it. And it's time to start making some differences. And I don't think taking in more public lands, more parks and recreation area that we can't maintain is a step in the right direction. I think they need to get down to the basics of what this community needs. That's just my opinion for what it's worth.
Was the proposition or the measure in Anderson, was that on the honor system as far as how
yes,
they would spend the money so that, okay, the Anderson voters, with good reason, I think, have more cause to trust their local officials than do the Reading voters?
Well, obviously, they did the same kind of a proposition because, you know, in all seriousness, the mandate to get two-thirds of the people to agree on anything is onerous. I mean, that's really difficult. So they did the same 50%. General, it goes to the general fund, and then they did an advisory measure, just like the city of Reading, that said that they would like the money to be distributed in a certain way. And I believe 50% was for public protection. We'll talk about a little bit about that in the next hour, because I think that the community assumed that public protection meant police and fire. Unfortunately, that's not the case in the city of Anderson, and we're going to talk a little bit more of that at 8 o'clock. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with a guest from the Salvation Army.
All right. Thanks, Trish. Home Helpers in Home Care Services bringing you this portion of Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460. Home Helpers is more than an in-home health care agency. They're your extended family when family can't be there. They're locally owned, a trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, and they customize home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest, at home. 7:30, this is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Trish Clark, and Bob Martin here this morning for Carl and Linda on AM 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's a day for giving thanks, and now a day for giving. North State Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back, as citizens come together for the common purpose of celebrating generosity and giving. The Cascade Theater is participating in North State Giving Tuesday, November 29th, and invites the community to an open house for free tours, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and even a special visit from Santa and his helpers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, November 29th. You can also donate online to the Cascade Theater, assist other local nonprofits, and learn more about North State Giving Tuesday at northstategives.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And I am joined at this point by Lieutenant Tim from the Salvation Army, and we're going to talk bell ringers.
Awesome. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. So when does all this start, and tell us about?
Well, we're going to be starting early this week. We're starting this morning, as a matter of fact, with some people out. And then our big day out is Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving. Friday, we're going to be hitting all of our locations.
Okay. And do you have enough people signed up, or do we still need people to volunteer?
We still need a lot of people to volunteer. We're about 25% there.
Yeah. So we got a long way to go.
Yes, we do.
So how do they do that? How do they get involved? And, you know, I want to encourage the people. This is so much fun. I've done it. I haven't done it for the last couple of years, but gosh, you know, if you're down in Anderson or in Reading, you can choose which of the stores down in Anderson you can go to, or up here in Reading. Get in and do it for a couple of hours. Go with a friend or your spouse or significant other. Take your kids. It's a good opportunity to teach them about sharing and giving and being a part of your community.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of different locations depending on where people want to be. We even have a location that's inside in a store. So if people don't want to go out into the elements, they can still go out and bell ring. And it's great, like you said, for the kids to see and for family to see. People in society willingly grabbing into their pockets and giving money to those that they may not even know to help support them and help them out throughout the year.
Yeah, exactly. I think I can't encourage people enough with the new, hopefully we're changing a little bit of direction in this country and going to maybe start thinking about the things that are important to us as Americans. Maybe this is a really good first step to just get back into your community and say, okay, I'm just going to take an afternoon, maybe a Saturday afternoon or an evening after school, pick your kids up at school, and go down and just do a couple of hours. So how do they sign up to do that, Tim?
They give us a call at 222-2207. And the first, it would be option one, would be the button that they would click to go to what we call our bell ringing office. We have an entire office set aside just for bell ringers. Or they could come by 2691 Larkspur Lane and come right inside and sign up on our giant wall of bell ringing for the season.
Perfect. Now, as we get into the show, Tim's going to be with us a little while as we talk about this. So get your pencil and paper ready, and we'll repeat all that information in a little bit later. So how long has the Salvation Army been ringing bells?
Since the early 1900s. It actually started in a crab pot in San Francisco, where an officer wanted to feed the homeless in that community, and he ran out of money. So he put a pot out on the curb that said, keep the pot boiling. And people threw change into it, and he was able to use that change to feed people. And so it has spread, of course, and extended. We have a lot of national contracts now and stuff like that allow us to be in certain places. You get to see us at Thanksgiving, at the halftime show, at the Dallas Cowboys game, stuff like that. It's really great to see it come from one thing like that and be such an open opportunity for people to give into their community.
Well, and it's important, and we encourage always, because we do have an issue here in Shasta County with some homeless issues and what have you, and we try to encourage people to go to the proper sources when you're trying to give back to the community and you want to do that. And certainly I have all kinds of sympathy for those people who are not as fortunate as others. But this is an opportunity to help those people in an appropriate way. It's
Absolutely.
Not appropriate to be giving them money as they're standing on the street corner. But tell them, go check with the Salvation Army because we're donating there, or go to Good News Rescue Mission or whatever. But this is an opportunity for you to get back involved and do it the right way.
Absolutely. And it gives people in the community the opportunity to say to the people on the sides of the street, hey, you know, you can go to the Salvation Army. You can go to the Good News Rescue Mission. You can go to these places here in town and get assistance from them and not feel bad about doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's always the one thing that gets people irritated, and I'm going to have to just come right out and ask it. Are people being paid to ring the bells?
Last year, I went on the news, and I said that we were going to be paying bell ringers. We paid them last year. I'm going to be paying some locations this year. Unfortunately, the signups are so low. Every hour that somebody doesn't sign up to volunteer bell ring costs us out the gate like $12 or $13. So that's why I come on as much media as I can and say, hey, guys, volunteer bell ringing, you make us $12 or $13 just ringing the bell. and on top of that, whatever comes into the kettle. So yeah, we are going to be paying bell ringers this year. I have worked with several locations who hire people in the community, and we're going to be sticking bell ringers out for that. So anytime I can get a volunteer, I will put a volunteer out way before I'll put a paid staffer out. As a matter of fact, I'll go out most of the time before I'll put paid staff. So we just really appreciate the volunteers in this community because it allows more of the money to go directly back into the programs that we have to help people with like energy assistance, food assistance, stuff like that.
And we have a big, I know we just did the Stuff the Truck thing down in the city of Anderson and several other locations. We did really well at Safeway down in Anderson, and I think they did well in Cottonwood. But then even as we did that, as they all got together and looked at what they got, I saw the next day where they were still way short of what they needed just for Thanksgiving for the meals and the things. So
yeah, turkeys are down. Food is down a bit. And of course, the economy. A lot of it has to do with the economy, and people are kind of tapped out.
Yeah. And so, but that's all right. If you just, it just a little, every little bit helps. And $12. If you don't have the money to do it, you can donate $12 just by going and standing for an hour.
Absolutely.
So take a 3 hour time and take your kids and ring the bells and you've just donated $36 to the program.
Absolutely.
So you can do that. Because I know that that is a conversation always, but you make a good point, Tim, that we need them out there to raise the money for those things. It's one of the ways they do it. And if people are not volunteering, then somebody has to be paid to do it. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we try our hardest to make sure that as much of the money goes back into our programs. And that's why it's very difficult for me. It's kind of like, you know, walking a tightrope for me is to make sure that we make the money. Because if we don't make the money during this season, that affects our services all year long. And people come in for PG&E assistance, for City of Shasta Lake assistance, for food assistance. If we don't make this money now, it does definitely change the way we serve the community.
How many locations does the Salvation Army have in Shasta County?
21 locations out in Shasta County.
For the bell ringing or? Yeah.
Oh, for bell ringing, yes.
Yeah, for bell ringing.
For assistance, it would be our location. We serve all of Shasta County, and we even assist this year during Christmas. We're going to be assisting Siskiyou and Trinity County.
Oh, okay. And is there still a store down in Anderson?
There is no store in Anderson. There are two stores here in Redding.
Okay. At one time, there was one down in Anderson, and I have to admit I didn't remember whether it was still there. Isn't that amazing how we drive by something and it was there, and if you're not really thinking about it, you just kind of don't see it. So if there's anybody out there that has any questions, that you can give us a call at 605-4567 and tell us, you know, I mean, you can sign up right now. We'll take your name and number and we'll put you on the list someplace. But beyond that, if you have questions about this program or anything that you'd like Lieutenant Tim to clarify for you about what they do with the money and where it goes and how that's decided, then that would be a good time to call. And do we have a call on the phone?
Indeed, we do. We have Mary on line one. She would like to talk to Tim.
All right. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Trish. Yes, Lieutenant Tim, this is Mary. I would like to tell the people that are calling, that aren't calling, that are listening to you, that the food that's needed a lot of times, it doesn't have to be 10 cans of beans. It can very easily be crackers and soups. And also another thing is if you give a jar of spaghetti, which is wonderful, please include the pasta. And that is one meal for a family, usually along with everything else that is given. But it seems like people are constantly dropping in cans of beans, which is wonderful. But it doesn't make a meal. What is really make a meal is when you put something together with it. And I'll take the answer off the line. Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's a good point. A package of pasta and a jar of the spaghetti sauce. That's great because that's a filling meal for a family of three or four, and good for them. And of course, how do we deal with the population getting the food to the population out there that does not have the ability to cook the spaghetti?
Well,
that's why the beans, I guess.
Yeah, we do end up with a lot of beans. She's right. One of the biggest things we take in is beans. I don't know why that is, but you know, when we're very thankful for that. But she's right. Spaghetti goes further than beans does, of course. And we try to make our bags appropriate for families. As a matter of fact, we've kind of shifted that to doing meal type items inside the bag that all fit with each other to do, to help people out. Cause of course they're called emergency food bags. But soup and pasta and stuff like that is really good. But at the same time, so are vegetables, because you want to make sure you're giving somebody a healthy meal. Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure we got protein in there. We got our pastas and stuff like that. But yeah, we really appreciate the soups. They're easy. To cook. We also have a person teaching how to cook the stuff that we have. So we give them a nutrition class option, the people who come in. Because, of course, what we're trying to do is help people up. We're trying to instead of give a hand out, to give a hand up.
Exactly.
And to help people get to a better situation.
Well, and I think that's good. And I think we've proven that we have some part of our issue over the last, not just 10 years, but probably 50 years, is we've kind of gone away from that family cycle where we're teaching children how to be mommies and daddies and raise families and cook and sew and do laundry and those things. And at some point, we've got to turn around and start recreating those families and teaching them
Absolutely.
How to eat properly, how to take care of their families, and do it in an economical way.
Mm-hmm.
And we can. So programs like that are great. We're going to take a break and pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All right. Thanks, Trish. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by NorCal Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. You can register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Also, a shout out to one of our longtime sponsors, Tobacco and Brew. You'll find them at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They've got whatever kind of espresso or hot drink you could possibly want in this holiday season, along with their extensive line of tobacco and tobacco-related products. Again, they're at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. You can call Tobacco and Brew at 223-2049. That's 223-2049. More to come on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for, we had a last-minute entry into the Omaha Steaks drawing this morning. And so we've got a whole box full of people who have entered this. And this is a great package that we're giving away. And they wanted to be sure and draw this morning so that we get it to the people for the Thanksgiving holiday week. So we are joined by Molly, and she's going to
announce the winner.
Announce the winner. So we get a drum roll going there.
Or? Yes. Good morning, everybody. Let's see. I think this is just a great – I was listening, and it's just a great topic, speaking of, you know.
Yeah, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
Go ahead and draw. Let's have our Salvation Army representative draw. Give food to family. Let's see. We have – Chad Fowler. Now, if you're Chad Fowler, I'm going to give you a call later today, or you can call in this morning and announce your excitement. Otherwise, I will be giving you a call later this afternoon to get all of your information. And Chad Fowler, you and your family have won a fantastic package from Omaha Steaks with a value of $300, and you get all sorts of yummy food in there.
Oh, and the Omaha Steaks are so good. Oh,
so
yummy.
Good. Their pecan pie is like...
Oh, and there's all kinds of great stuff in there. Kind of, Bob, give us an idea of what we just gave away.
Well, the package says here it will include, but subject to change, but you can count on most, if not all, of this stuff being in there. 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 5-ounce top sirloins, 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, as well as 4 chicken fried steaks, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, along with 4 caramel apple tartlets, and a seasoning packet, plus 4 additional Omaha Steaks burgers. Again, that's a gift pack valued at over $300.
So. Yeah, perfect. That's great stuff. And nice size. What I always liked about the Omaha Steaks is we've been told that we're supposed to use moderation when we eat red meat.
Yes.
So they're nice proportions of just the right amount of red meat.
That's wonderful. Well, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you soon, Chad. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Molly, so much.
Molly, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations again to Chad Fowler, our lucky listener.
All right, and Molly will give him a call later and arrange to get that package to him, so that'll be great. So we got a few minutes left here, and on the break we were talking about some of the things that the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, change, and then I kind of missed, because it seems like to me we've gotten into such a opening the stores on Thursday.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, that just doesn't make any sense. Give the people who work in the stores an opportunity to spend the day with their family and be thankful and get back to some of the customs and family tie things.
Yeah, it's just, unfortunately, in a lot of senses, it's become a thing of the past. to get together and have a meal and sit down and seriously talk about what you're thankful for. It's called Thanksgiving. And you know, that's why I appreciate this time of the year, all the different community organizations that are helping those with Thanksgiving food baskets and stuff like that, because it gives those families an opportunity to sit down, to learn how to cook certain meals, to appreciate having that kind of stuff in their life, and to then be able to look back later on in life and remember those times, those meals that they had with their family. So it really does. It builds memories and it builds character.
It absolutely does. And I think, you know, any of us who live in this area and we're blessed to live in the prettiest part of the state of California, if not the United States, as far as I'm concerned, and we have so many blessings and so many things to be thankful for. And I think sometimes we get in such a hurry and such a rush to accomplish things that perhaps are not as important as we put on them, and don't take enough time to say to really think about all the things that we have to be thankful for. How about you? What are you thankful for, Tim?
You know, I'm thankful for the people of the community. I mean, really, when you sit and look at what I was saying earlier, when you sit and look at the fact that people are still willing, even today in 2016, to reach into their pocket. I mean, you look at the food drives that happened the last couple of weeks, to reach into their pocket and to so freely give, not coerced by government, not coerced by anybody, nobody, you know, just they know that there's a need, and they know that people need stuff, whether it's food, whether it's help with, you know, energy assistance, housing, whatever, and that they give out of their pocket willingly to help somebody else out. And most of the time, it's somebody they don't even know.
And I think that there aren't any of us who are not so anxious to help anyone who wants to help themselves.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned earlier, that the hand up, not the hand out. People struggle. Things happen in your life that you can't control. What you can control is what you do about it.
That's true.
And what you can do about it is strive to take advantage of the programs that are there to better your family, turn things around, and get them back on the right course.
Yes.
I think the citizens of Reading, and perhaps the citizens of the United States, are a little bit tired of the people that just like living that way and have just got their hand out with an expectation that you owe me.
Entitlement.
Entitlement mentality. Probably not a good thing to bring. I listened to a young girl on the TV just last night. I had to turn it because she was talking about how she saw this world we live in and how this ought to be paid for and that ought to be paid for and this ought to be paid for and blah, 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 on and on and on. And when queried about who's to pay for that, well, of course, that 1%, they have way too much money. And so the moderator was saying, so how much of their money do you think they should give? 50%? 60%? 80%? Well, they have lots. They have lots. And they should give. And I just thought, wow, we missed the boat. I mean, we've got a mindset out there that needs to be turned around.
That's true.
So let's be thankful. We live in a community that's trying to do that. We're more than willing to take care of those individuals in our community to change their life and get straight on. But I think we're not so willing to enable your lifestyle.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think I would like to say, you know, I'm thankful for so many things in my life. Certainly my faith in this community that I live in, as you indicate, such a caring, have your back kind of. I don't have a lot of family up here, but I have a world of friends and people who are willing to go out of their way to have my back, and thankful for my health and just being able to live in this wonderful part. How about you, Bob? What are you thankful for at Thanksgiving?
Aside from the outcome of the election, I'm thankful that.
Well, yeah, we're all feeling pretty good about that.
I've got my family and friends in reasonably good health, and thankful for all of those things, certainly, and that I have a job.
Yeah, there you go. And I think that's good. I mean, I'm so thankful for my family, my son and my grandkids, and my sister and nephews, and you know, I feel so good going to be able to see some of them over the holidays, and that's always good. And so, yeah, life is good. We were blessed to live in a great community. I want to remind everybody now, you need to get your pencil and paper ready. We're going to give you those locations where you can go in and sign up and the phone number where you can sign up, you and your friends, and see if we can't fill all of those bell ringer spots with volunteers and not be paying anybody to do the job. So, Tim, give us those phone numbers and location again.
All right. The phone number is 222-2207, option 1. And the location is 2691 Larkspur Lane here in Reading.
And just go in and sign up. And there's a lot of flexibility. You kind of tell them when you can work. And if you have a location, they'll tell you where they are and help you get in a location you're comfortable with. And even have an inside location if you don't want to stand out in the blistery weather. We're going to be starting bell ringing on Friday in a few locations. And as we get more volunteers, then it will expand throughout the county. And how long do they ring the bells?
We will be ringing all the way through the 24th. We usually do about half day on Christmas Eve.
So all the way through Christmas Eve, you've got an opportunity to get out there, help the community in a positive way, to get that money funneled to the people who need it in an appropriate manner. That to really make a difference in a lot of people's lives through Thanksgiving and Christmas, because we just need to do that to help those in need in our community.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Lieutenant Tim, for coming in and sharing with us this morning. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark. We'll be back after the news and some messages. And the next hour, I'm going to be joined by the Anderson Fire Protection District Chief, Rick Weigel. Join us.
All right, thanks, Trish. The news is next here on KCNR Shasta Ready. It's brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. stocks have been rising in early trading as the price of oil jumps and energy companies move higher, keeping indexes at record highs. The price of oil jumped nearly 3% early today as traders hoped OPEC would finalize a deal to curb production. NATO's general secretary says he's looking forward now to working with Donald Trump's incoming administration. At a gathering of NATO members today in Istanbul, Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg called on European allies to pony up more for their own defense.
If we expect the Americans to make good on their promise to defend us, the Europeans, then of course we Europeans have to make good on our pledge to them to have a fairer burden sharing.
And he was speaking today at the NATO summit in Istanbul. Britain's Treasury chief, meanwhile, says the economy could face a slowdown because of the uncertainty caused by the UK's decision to leave the European Union. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Philip Hammond says that, quote, we're going to have an unprecedented level of uncertainty and we just have to plan to accommodate it. Prime Minister Theresa May's government says it'll trigger formal exit talks with the EU by March 31st, 2017, but won't give away its negotiating position beforehand. That has led to economic jitters, as well as speculation and lobbying by those who want to keep close ties with the bloc, as well as those who favor a decisive break. Jeremy House reporting.
Police in two states are looking for gunmen in the ambush shootings of two police officers yesterday. Authorities in San Antonio, Texas, say a police detective was killed while he was writing out a traffic ticket and somebody came up to his patrol car. A similar incident happened in St. Louis. There, the officer is expected to survive. St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson.
At least two shots came towards the officer from that car that he can only describe as a silver car right now.
Dotson says the 46-year-old officer was shot twice in the face. A suspect got away. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Epigenetics and sins of the father. God said, man said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God said, man said.com. Should your child be breastfed? Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God said, man said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
President Obama on Sunday wrapped up his final foreign trip as chief executive with a speech in Lima at the APEC meeting.
President Obama predicted incoming President Trump will moderate his positions on some major issues. The president was pessimistic about the situation in Syria. He predicted ISIS could be weakened, but warned against radicalizing more people.
That is correspondent Connie Lawn reporting. Shares of LifeLock surged before the opening bell on Wall Street after the Identity and Fraud Protection Services Company agreed to be acquired for $2.3 billion by the security software maker Symantec. Citigroup says it's approved a plan to spend up to $1.75 billion to buy back its own stock. The amount is on top of an already approved plan to buy up $8.6 billion worth of its stock. Buying back stock can help support the company's share price and earnings per share. Citigroup says the additional buybacks will further reduce the amount of shares it has outstanding. Breaking news at townhall.com. Kirk Cousins threw for 375 yards and three touchdowns to lead the Redskins to a 42-24 victory over Green Bay last night, but he says racking up 517 total yards on offense was a team effort.
Tonight was certainly the culmination of what we feel like our potential can be. It's hard to do it week in and week out, but we're pleased with what we were able to do tonight because so many people made a difference and contributed as we knew they could.
It was the Redskins' sixth victory in eight games. All Tony Romo could do was watch from the sidelines once again and as his former backup, Dak Prescott, led the Cowboys to a franchise-best ninth consecutive win with a victory over the Baltimore Ravens yesterday. Coach Jason Garrett.
This is one of those games that you really have to fight through, and I thought our team did a good job of that at different times, just battling back. It was going to be a physical football game. We knew that over the course of the game. I think our physicality really helped us wear them down.
The 9-1 Cowboys now try to keep their winning streak alive as they square off with the Redskins on Thanksgiving Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is Trish Clark, and no, it's not Thursday. It's Monday, but it's a holiday week, and Carl and Linda are enjoying some time with their family for Thanksgiving, and so we're going to be filling in this week and have some guest hosts to keep you entertained and up to date with what's going on in Shasta County and a little outside of that sometimes, too. It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 57, low of 41, partly cloudy. Chance of rain and then rain on Tuesday up to an 80% chance, a high of 54 and a low of 44. And on Wednesday, a big chance of rain, 52 degrees and a low of about 40. You know, it's going to be rainy throughout the week, and it looks like rain likely on Thursday and Friday and a chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and well, I think just winter is here, and we just need to expect that. And it's filling up the lake, and we like that. So weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and veteran-operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're going to go to the phones really quickly, and good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Trish.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. I just wanted to chime in on the conversation you were having before the break, and that is if people are unable to get away during the day to ring the bell for Salvation Army, we have a location in the evening that we are asking for people to volunteer at Dick and Fran Wilkinson's Old Red Barn on Barrel Court.
Oh, nice.
And he has a kettle set up there from the 1st of December till the 31st of December. And people, as you know, people will drive by and look at the lights, and he has a Salvation Army kettle set up there. And people can donate right there into the kettle. And last year, he earned over $21,000.
Wow.
For the Salvation Army.
And they're such a nice couple.
They are. And it's a lot of fun, too, because people are just in a great mood when they drive by and look at the lights. And the kids come up and put pennies in the kettle. And it's just, it's wonderful. So if people are interested in doing that, just call the Salvation Army and request information about the red kettle in front of the old red barn.
Okay. And give us the location on that.
It's 3187 Barrel Court.
Okay.
All right, he wins a prize almost every year for his light display.
For his Christmas decorations. What a great idea to incorporate the bell ringing at the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, and it's a lot of fun, too.
All right.
But anyway, I called to let people know that tonight we are going to do something. We're going to show a documentary film, and it's about our veterans, and when they return home, they often cannot immediately get into the workforce. And so this documentary is about a program for combat veterans who are returning, and they're trying to pair them up with farmers to get them more situated mentally. And they're finding that working in the soil or on a farm really helps them get readjusted to life here, you know, stateside. So it's a great film. I was asked to show it by a woman who is working with the Grange and through Shasta College, the agricultural department out there. They want to pair up these two departments and help our veterans and help our farmers.
Great information. So remind everybody where the meeting is and what time.
It's at 6 o'clock, and it's at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church.
All right. Thanks so much, Sally, and happy
Thanks,
Thanksgiving
Chris.
To you and Terry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now we're going. We have Rick Weigel, Anderson Fire Protection District Chief, here with me this morning. Haven't given him an opportunity to say anything yet, and now we're going to go to the phone and talk to Carl. Good morning, Carl.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I there? Oh, okay.
You are.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you very much for doing this and to have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Linda and I are standing here in the LAX, so we thought we'd, I just wanted to call in and say hi and happy Thanksgiving and to everybody. We'll probably call every day, but I wanted to say it to you especially.
I appreciate that so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your family. That's going to be great.
Well, thank you. Hey, on Saturday night, we went to see the Postmodern Jukebox, and it was the most fantastic show. It was, I feel sorry if you weren't there.
Carl was chosen.
Yeah, I got
as part of the act, I understand.
What?
As part of the act?
Well, I wasn't trying to, but it turns out there was audience participation, and I was in it and ended up on the stage. But it was quite the experience. So, but it was a great show, and I just wanted to, you know, tell everybody that you know, something like that coming through the Civic and others coming through the Cascade, we just need to support them. And there's a lot of people there. Everybody had a great time. So,
all right, you guys take care and travel safe.
We will, and have a great show, and we'll be talking to everybody very soon.
All right.
So, all right, all bye-bye. Right.
Bye. Okay, Chief Rick Weigel, Anderson Fire Protection District, not to be confused with the city of Anderson, because that's the difference between the city of Redding and the city of Anderson. They're two separate entities.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Yes, the Anderson Fire Protection District is actually a special district. It's a different entity, a separate entity from the city of Anderson, where the city of Redding and the city of Redding Fire Department are one entity. So we're actually a special district that is tasked with the responsibility of providing fire protection and EMS response for the city of Anderson and the surrounding fire district.
Yeah, and the boundaries actually are different than just the city of Anderson. They incorporate
right.
a section of the unincorporated area out and surrounding it.
Right. There are some areas of the county surrounding the city that we're responsible to provide service to.
Okay, so the reason we bring this up, and we're going to be getting out a lot of information, because as everyone knows, over the course of years, so let's back up. The Anderson Fire Protection District is funded by property tax, which was an allotment. They are a special district. When all the property tax was split up many years ago, they received their allotment as a special district. We are all aware of what has happened with the property tax revenue for cities and special districts, local government, over the last 20, 25 years. We don't get very much of it anymore. And the only other funding that the Anderson Fire Protection gets is a $20 per parcel fee.
Right, which was set, that rate was set in the 60s, I believe. And so when you look at the funding and the service that we provide, it's we provide a very good service for the amount of money that we receive, and we're vastly underfunded and vastly understaffed, and so we do rely heavily on our partners, our neighbors, Shasta County, Cal Fire, Cottonwood, City of Redding Fire, Happy Valley, others. It's a joint effort. Any situation in the Anderson Fire District or the city of Anderson requires, if it requires more than one response from one engine, we're behind the eight ball. So we have to call on our neighbors through automatic aid and mutual aid processes. The problem is if they're busy, they don't have to honor that request. So, for example, if the city of Redding had a major fire going in the city of Redding, and we requested an engine and a truck company or two engines, we may not get those. And so that leaves us far behind the eight ball, and we have some very significant risks in the Anderson area, from a freeway, a highway, a railroad, a river. We have a high-pressure gas main that runs right down through the the middle of Anderson. We have a railroad. So we have numerous major issues in the Anderson area. And, you know, I go to bed at night and I don't sleep too well sometimes.
Well, and more importantly, I mean, I want to get back to the funding, because if you stop and think about it, I'm not sure how many parcels of property we have in the city of Anderson. But if you are a property owner and you own a parcel, you are paying $20, whether that parcel has Walmart on it, or whether it has
a mobile home park,
or whether it has an apartment complex with 50 units or 100 units, $20. More importantly, if you're not a property owner and you're not paying anything for the fire protection which you receive, because you're not paying property taxes or that parcel fee.
Well, not only fire protection, but also the medical response, the hazmat response. We're an all-risk fire department, so we respond for basically everything.
And beyond that, the way that the department for the last several years, let's just lay the groundwork here. Chief Weigel has been with us now 3 years, 2 years.
Seems like three, but it's only two.
Only two. Okay, and I will have been on the board now coming up in February, 2 years. I was amazed at that. I know. I looked that up this morning and went, really? Time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
I guess. Anyway, so I want to point out, so when we hired the new fire chief, the community did that, and we got involved, and we've been trying, and we've done some remarkable things with the fire department as far as getting rid of some equipment that was costing us some money, putting everything back in really good working condition, and trying to get a handle on the budget and what has been happening over many years. And the reality is that the way that the department has been operating is we've been going in the red every year. Now, the reality is we can't do that forever, because we're just about to the end of our cushion.
Yes. When I came into Anderson, and I thought I had done most of my homework, I had requested the budget. I had requested several things. I did my research, saw the issues with some of the past administrations, and yet still I came and took the job. It wasn't
ever optimist.
It wasn't until halfway through the first year that I realized that not only were we about $380,000 short for the year, but that there had been an almost $400,000 shortfall the year before that, which meant we're $750,000, $800,000 behind in 2 years. And so we tapped out a lot of our or money from our other accounts that are actually they're restricted accounts that are for vehicles, for equipment, for training, for those kinds of things. And we had to go before the board and unrestrict those funds and use those to balance the checkbook, basically. So basically, the fire district has been writing checks for a few years that they couldn't cover, and they had to cover from another account. So that's been a major concern. Plus, some of the other issues that we had, just numerous vehicles that were out of date, that were old, that were costing money to...
were safety hazards besides.
Yeah, and so we got rid of those. Excuse me. We got rid of those, and we really pared down our fleet to just the newer vehicles. We hired, contracted with the mechanic to come in. We spent about $30,000 the first few months just to get our stuff up to where it was supposed to be, legally and safely, and was acceptable. And you know, in the meantime, we've been trying to cover a fire district that we respond to 2,600 calls a year with one engine and two guys. Yeah. And that's just
And on that note, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about the fire truck that we just purchased.
Yes.
When we come back.
All right. Thanks, Trish. And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Bassiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Bassiani Arms is your firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on your guns, or buying ammo. John Bassiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. That's Bassiani Arms, 222-8222. That's 222-8222. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Trish Clark in for Carl and Linda this morning, along with Bob Martin. And we're back with more after this.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hi, right, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Street. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark, and no, it's not Thursday, it's Monday, but we've got Thanksgiving week, and we're going to have an array of guest hosts in this morning. My guest this morning is Chief Rick Weigel from the Anderson Fire Protection District. And we're talking about all great things at Anderson. And so one of the things that I want to clarify is, with all these budget issues, one of the things we determined to do right after I got on the board is actually spend the money that had been in the accounts and targeted money to buy a ladder truck.
Yes. When I got here, Trish, as I was going through the budget, I noticed there was a $50,000 grant from the Wind River Tribe. And that money had been given to the Anderson Fire Protection District specifically for a ladder truck. And so that money had been sitting there for 7 or 8 years. When I approached the board, I said, we really need to return this money to the tribe because you've been unable to purchase a truck company. So because of that, either allow me to pursue other avenues with that or let's return the money to them. The board instructed me to try to figure out something. So what I did is we worked a deal with Pierce Manufacturing, and we were able to buy a new 75-foot Quint, which is a ladder truck with an engine capabilities, so it's a kind of an all-in-one vehicle. And we were able to finance that through Oshkosh Company, which owns Pierce. And we did a lease purchase for 12 years. It's a 25- or 30-year vehicle. But that lease purchase was for 12 years. We gave them that grant money plus another $100,000 that was in that account. They had
that was targeted, money collected for
the ladder truck.
Ladder truck. They had couldn't use it for other things.
They had about $250,000 in there. So what we did is we gave them $150,000 down. We specified the things on the truck company that we wanted. We were able to get that delivered within a year, and we basically did a lease purchase. And so with that $150,000, we met the obligation of the grant monies, and we purchased the ladder truck. Now, the payment, which we make one payment per year, comes out of that account, which when we receive that $20 parcel fee, that money is specified by resolution. It goes into these protected accounts. Can't be used for salaries, can't be used to hire. They're for specific items. And one of the areas that it's targeted for is for ladder truck. And so that money continues to go back in there at a rate that at the end of the year, we have enough money in that account to pay the lease purchase payment and to continue to build up some revenue to either purchase equipment for that truck company or to make modifications to it, or if down the road in a few years we had something that had to be repaired, that funding would be available there. So we're able to buy a brand new truck company, make a minimal payment once a year, and it does not impact our budget whatsoever. It doesn't come out of that our general funds.
And at the end of the 12 years, we own the truck.
We own the truck.
Okay. So I wanted to clear that up, because the other thing, and after we're going to take a break here in just a bit, but the other thing I want to talk about, and because I want to start educating the citizens of Anderson, is that the issues we have, we want to be real upfront with you. Certainly the city of Anderson passed the half cent sales tax a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And
prior to my arrival here.
Exactly. And prior to the time that I was on the board. And it was for public safety. The citizens talked very clearly that they wanted the money to go to public safety. And please do not jump to the conclusion that I am slinging arrows at anybody, because I'm not. The assumption in people's minds, as we've talked to them, is that public safety is fire and police. It's both. Well, because of this, the situation that we have in the city of Anderson, i.e. City of Anderson Police Department, Anderson Fire Protection District, Special District, that half-cent sales tax goes to the city of Anderson, who have very appropriately used that for their fire department and have
police
fulfilled
department.
Police department. For the police department, as indicated by the accompanying advisory message, that was how it was to be used. So I'm not throwing stones or saying they didn't use it appropriately. What we've discovered is that we think that the citizens of Anderson think that the fire department's getting part of that. And I want everybody to be really clear that that, in fact, is not happening. So after the break, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more of that and some of the plans that we have to try to solve that issue and bring our fire department up to date in funding.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Free Fire Radio continues here this morning. Trish, whatever I called you.
Yeah, it's early Monday morning. It's okay. I answer to a lot of things.
That's right. It's Trish Clark in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. I would like to give a shout out to Cypress Square Barbershop. They bring you Free Fire Radio every day of the year. This portion, anyway, here on AM 1460. Cypress Square Barbershop. They'll take care of all your haircutting and related needs. As Carl says, it's man's last stronghold. All right, more to come here on AM 1460 KCNR. It's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Emphasis on the fire this hour.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Want to kick off a holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. And I'm hosting this morning for Carl and Linda, who are getting ready to go spend some time with their family for Thanksgiving. Bob Martin is at the board here and keeping me out of trouble, hopefully. And we're joined by Anderson Fire Protection District Chief Rick Weigel.
Good morning.
And so we've been talking about the issues in the city of Anderson and with the fire department and how fortunate the citizens of Anderson are that we do have a professional response team down there. We've done a lot of cleanup work and the effort there over the last few years to get that department really being responsive. The call times are way down. They're paying attention to a lot of issues that we had in the city of Anderson, which was part of the reason that I got involved and decided to run for the board, because there were some things happening with that district that I wasn't tickled about, and I think we've gone a long way to change those. The reality is that at some point we have got to figure out, and rather quickly, a better way to fund this department.
Yes, like I said earlier, we are severely shorthanded, and we do a lot of, we accomplish a lot with just a few people. And like I said before, 2,600 runs a year out of a one station with a two-person engine company is it's just not good practice. And, somewhere like the city of Anderson, that size, that population, that busy, really needs 2 to 3 stations on the minimum. And so, we're...
Or at least 2 trucks not full-time operating out of the station we've got.
Yeah, that would help. Yesterday, I think they ran 13 or 14 calls. They had a residential structure call. They had back-to-back calls where we had numerous calls at the same time, where we actually had to call in on resources from other agencies to help us. And that's not an untypical weekend. You know, we had an apartment fire on Saturday that with the help of Shasta County, Cal Fire, Cottonwood, we were able to control that fire and keep it to one apartment. It got into the attic. It's a large apartment complex with a common attic that had the potential to run through the attic and destroy many apartments and displace many people. It's kind of a unique system how we work here. Our actual truck company was actually on a call north of Anderson in the county area for the Shasta County Cal Fire Fire Department. We were staged at a suicide event. And when the apartment fire came in, we actually had the Cal Fire Shasta County engine from the airport staged in Anderson, because we were in the county for them. They come into the city and cover for us. And while they were there, we had the apartment fire. So engine 47 from the airport, which is Shasta County Cal Fire, was able to get on the scene within a couple minutes and make an incredible stop on this apartment, followed by Cottonwood, and then our truck was released from the scene, and we were able to get there and assist. But that's how it works. And what most people don't understand is if it's a busy time and our other agency partners are busy, we're not going to get that help.
Yeah.
And so we have a potential for people to call 911 in the city of Anderson or in the Anderson Fire Protection District and not get a response. It could be a long response. We may have to call the city of Reading to come down and handle an incident for us. And, you know, again, during the summertime when everybody's busy with the wildland fires, the worst-case scenario would be for us not to be able to respond and would have to call our neighbors in Red Bluff. And you're talking a 30-minute response.
Yeah.
So we have the potential for some disaster. And that's why we're working furiously, not only to change the staffing and the model of what we do and how we do business in Anderson, but we have to find the funding. And we're not like most other fire districts across the country right now are suffering from lack of funds. So, you know,
And we do have a little bit of a plan. And we understand that people, and we're just kind of on the brink of this and going to be going out to the public to talk to them. But to kind of just plant a seed in the public's mind in the city of Anderson, we're going to need your support. Because it doesn't make any sense to me, and you all know me, I'm a kind of a common sense sort of person. And it absolutely doesn't make any sense to me that I, as a property owner with one single house, pay $20. I think that's incredibly cheap for a year's fire protection for $20 in the first place, along with whatever share of my property tax goes to the Anderson Fire Protection District. And I think even Cottonwood is what, 90?
Cottonwood is 72.
72. So, I mean, we're way out of it. That was done back in the 60s. And even the per parcel household thing needs to be bumped up to a religious, or to a religious, a reasonable amount. Having said that, Walmart, who gets how many calls a week?
Oh, we go in there all the time, as does police department and others.
Exactly. So we need to be able to look at commercial property, high-density residential property, and do an analysis. And we'll be hiring an engineer to do that, to look at what is an appropriate amount for each parcel within the city of Anderson to pay based on how much need for service goes to that particular parcel.
Yes, the plan is, and again, we're trying to create a very transparent administration. Our website, when it's finally up, we'll have our budget, we'll have the documents on there that the citizens can go and they can see what money goes where, how much goes into that budget, where it goes, and salaries, all that kind of stuff. And so part of that is we're in the process of developing a stakeholders committee for the Anderson Fire Department. And basically what that is, we want businesses, we want citizens to be a part of that committee to where we can look and say, here's the problem. How do we fund this department? How do we keep this department sustainable, not through 2016 or 17, but for the next 10 or 15, 20 years? And so part of that will be with our legal team and with this committee will be, and part of that committee will be the city of Anderson leadership, the city manager, mm-hmm. assistant city manager, that kind
because
of
it's
stuff.
Important to the city of Anderson that
exactly.
their citizens
exactly.
have a good fire protection.
Exactly. Well, and if we want to bring in more subdivisions, more commercial growth, you've got to have those services.
We have to work together on this.
So the process really at this point is to find an engineer firm that will come in and do an assessment of the entire fire district, which includes the city, and look at the commercial buildings, the apartment complexes, the places that really cause – we have some streets in Anderson that we've been to every house multiple times. And so – which is a whole nother issue about the 911 system. But once we have that engineering firm in place, then we can sit and develop a an analysis of how we're going to do this. And basically what that is when you're looking at Walmart's paying $20 mm-hmm. for their parcel fee, and you pay $20 at your house, and we're at Walmart all the time. So if we're at Walmart on a chest pain call or somebody that's fallen and you have a fire, we're going to have a delayed response uh-huh. or we're going to have to allow one of our partner agencies to respond in to cover that for us, and they're going to be a longer distance than we are. So part of that assessment will be to figure out what each parcel will be and will be assessed at. And again, working with a committee of citizens and business people, hopefully we'll be able to educate the community and say, this is what we need to do to fund this department.
And we need to get all of the citizens involved so that you understand that even though your parcel tax may go up a little, we're going to need all of the citizens of Anderson to get in there and vote so that the votes from the big property owners who probably maybe are going to say no don't outweigh the people in the community who want that service.
Well, if we went to $60, that's $5 a month. If we went to $120 per parcel, that's $10 a month. That's two trips to Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, and so there are other avenues of funding revenue that we're trying to look at also. One of the things that I would like to see is paramedic service here on the engine companies, mm-hmm. on the fire paramedics. Because we have a situation here this weekend. We had ambulances from Tehama County covering this area because there were no ambulances available. And so, which is another issue. We have the opportunity to look at other funding through ambulance service in the city of Anderson in the fire district. There are other avenues, if done right, that can produce revenue from the people that actually use the service.
Good. Okay, so let's take a break, Bob, and pay some bills, and then we're going to come back and talk about another issue that we have in the city of Anderson and throughout Shasta County and a program that's addressing it, and it's the Youth Fire Center Prevention and Intervention Program. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break.
Hold on. All right. Naturally, the phone rings just as you throw it to me. Such is life here at Free Fire Radio. Whoever's calling, stand by. We'll get to you momentarily. And if you would like to call for that matter, the number is 530-605-4567. Got a couple of shout-outs here. One for Alliance Heating and Air. They have served the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, open 7 days a week, 24-hour service is available. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right, also, like to thank Four Winds Jewelry for being one of our sponsors here on Free Fire Radio. They've got... whatever you have in mind when it comes to jewelry for holiday gifting. See Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Phone them at 222-2750. And one more thing, it's Crackmaster. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Jeff Wurst has been repairing windshields for years and is Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Bureau of Automotive Repair approved as well. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. Unlike doctors who practice, there is no practicing with Crackmaster. Crackmaster repairs are a certainty, so you'll know it, and it'll be a job well done. So good, Jeff guarantees it. So don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the proper way, the Crackmaster way. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You won't be disappointed. Crackmaster at 3208 South Market. Call them at 241-8373 for appointments today. Again, that number is 241-8373. More of Free Fire Radio straight ahead on Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460 KCNR.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
KCNR 1460 a.m., the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back for the final section of KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Monday morning show. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda. We've been talking to the Anderson Fire Protection District Chief, Rick Weigel, about issues in the city of Anderson with the fire department and other things. And we have a couple of phone calls lined up, and then we're going to go back to him. So, Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Trish. Yeah, you're doing a great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I have, after listening to your past segments of the show, I am absolutely flabbergasted that there has not been any more reasonable association of costs. That Walmart pays 20 and a two-bit residence down the street pays 20. If there is not a commercial designation between a multi-million-dollar Walmart and a rundown rental down the street, that's absolutely ludicrous. And
absolutely.
I don't know who's running the show down there, but
it requires a vote. Billy Bob, it requires a vote of the people, and that's the problem with special districts. The Fire Protection District went out for a benefit assessment district, I'm going to say maybe 10 years ago, and it was soundly trounced by the citizens. This system that's in place was put in place in the 60s, and you're absolutely right. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, that's before you had Walmart.
I gotcha. I know. So we need.
People are getting calls like this. Fire chief said, "You're responding rapidly to all of their calls." Hey, they ought to do a minimum per year, like thousands of dollars, and then they should pay per call. And your fire district would get back on top of your finances. And there's no reason. Why would you need a big fancy $500,000 ladder truck if there wasn't a Walmart there. You don't need a big truck like
well,
that.
Well, we do. So, we do for other facilities, and the Shasta County needed that truck, and we absolutely did. Billy Bob, you make great points. Recognize once again, it requires a vote of the people in the city of in the Anderson Fire Protection District to make those changes. That's what we're going for, and that's what we're going to be fighting for.
Well, my other suggestion would be just to turn that fire district back into the city of Anderson and grab part of that sales tax increase and get you guys above board and quit worrying about the small stuff and start fighting fires. So
I don't know how
this financial situation's gotten away from you, but it's absolutely astonishing. So I'll let you guys go.
Thanks so much, Billy Bob. Appreciate it. And now, just a quick call. We have the winner of the Omaha Steak Package, Chad Fowler. Good morning,
Chad.
Good
morning.
So how about that?
That's exciting. You know, I'm out of my normal routine this week because I'm a school teacher and I had the week off, so I slept in a little, went down and fed the goats and the chickens, and was getting ready to turn on the radio, and my friend's calling saying, you better call. You won the package. You won the package.
Oh, fantastic. So. Well, I'm glad.
So now I got to go shop for a freezer, I guess.
No. I think it'll probably fit in if you have just a regular freezer, you know, side by side or what have you. So
yeah,
Molly will
exciting.
Be calling you this afternoon and telling you how you're going to be getting that.
All right.
So
thank
congratulations
you so much.
To you.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Chad.
So, Chase, let's talk a little bit now about what we talked about with the fire setters.
Well, I think it's one of those things that you know, doesn't get into the news a lot, but I really felt compelled to give a shout out to a group of people that have been working behind the scenes here in Shasta County that are trying to not only keep the county safer, but to address a growing trend not only across the United States but here in Shasta County, and that's the juvenile fire setters. And it's the Youth Fire Setter Prevention and Intervention Program. And the head of that program is Jazz Shaw. And her, along with Redding Fire, Cal Fire, Shasta County Cal Fire, Anderson, and Happy Valley, and some of the other fire departments in the county, just an incredible group of people that are dedicated to addressing this issue with our youth. And you know, I mean, we have so many at-risk youth right now. Jazz and her daughter were involved in an apartment fire here in Redding, and I actually sat through a program that watched the video and the photos of her and her daughter in the burn ward, UC Davis, and it just you know, I mean, I was just cut to the core. Just and here she is, just so committed to leading this group of individuals that. It's just an amazing group, and I want to get the word out throughout the county, not only to other agencies and stuff, but to the citizens to know that this group is back here working to keep your kids safe.
And citizens need to pay attention. If you have a child who has an unhealthy interest or with matches and fire, and certainly this time of year that shows up with the fires, you know, in fireplaces and what have you. And you can spot a child who, you know, maybe playing with matches or those things. It's not anything to ignore.
Well, there's some frightening statistics here in Shasta County, but some general statistics are that 50% of all fires are started by kids under the age of 18. And if that's untreated, 85% of those kids will continue to repeat their dangerous behavior. And, I mean, that's
pretty startling statistic.
Just here in the county, we've identified right now, I think in the program, there's, I think, around 89 or 90 kids that they've identified that have started fires. Almost 50 of those kids are in Redding, and almost 30 of them are in Anderson. Now,
ooh.
Redding is 10 times the size of Anderson.
Yeah.
And so it's not that we want to tell on ourselves and think that we're doing such a horrible job with the kids, but we have to reach these kids. And so it's my decision to partner with this group and also to seek out some what I call stakeholder meetings and committees where we can actually partner with behavioral health, with the school districts, with law enforcement – You know, when you look at it from a law enforcement perspective, we have people that are law enforcement that, you know, they come from the enforcement side. You have people from the fire side that come from the fire side, and some of us are some of them are law enforcement and fire. You know, they have identity crisis, but they can't figure out which way they want to go. But no, just kidding. But then we have these kids that have been identified in the school districts of starting fires, but that information doesn't get either to the law enforcement branch or to the fire branch. And then you have the other aspect of you have a kid that is just not dealing well with life, may need some behavioral counseling, and we're not counselors. The cops aren't counselors. Mm-hmm. So that's why I believe that a full partnership inside the city of Anderson, inside the fire district, of mental health counselors, the fire, the police, law enforcement, you know, probation, and the school districts, that we can all start working together. We have fires set at the schools, and we don't get calls on them, which I need to remind everybody out there that you have to report every fire, no matter how small, no matter what the consequences are. It's against the law to not report fires. If you know of a fire that started and you don't report it, well, you know.
Even if I get a fire on my stove at home and I put it out. Really? look on your face.
JT, if you're out there listening, maybe you could call in and help me here. But yeah, it's against the law to not report fires.
That's a piece of information I bet a lot of people don't know. And we're going to have the chief back because we're running absolutely out of time. We're pushing up against the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks so much, Rick, for coming in. I want to congratulate you on your staffing down there and what you've done with the department. Looking forward to the new year. And let's not forget, this is coming Sunday. The
Christmas in Anderson.
Christmas in Anderson at the old fire department, starting at what, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock, 5:30, 5 o'clock.
We're going to have a parade, and we're going to have Santa, and we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff.
There's going to be some things for kids down there, and then of course Santa will come in the parade, and there'll be fire trucks and other lighted vehicles, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, just fun stuff. Be sure and bring your kids down that Sunday down at Christmas in Anderson. We're looking forward to seeing all of you. We'll be down chocolate.
East Center Street at the old antique fire station.
There you go. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. We have so much in Shasta County to be thankful for, and I'm thankful for you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Trish and Chief. This is KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.
In yesterday's shooting of Detective Benjamin Marconi. St. Louis police officer hospitalized in critical condition after being shot. St. Louis police say the suspect was wanted for other violent crimes and was later killed in a shootout with police. You're planning to travel for Thanksgiving, you'll have lots of company. AAA estimates 49 million Americans will go somewhere.